With your Radio On The Go sports update, I'm Jeff Ramin. Taking a look at yesterday's scorecard, no local events, but finals from Major League Baseball. The Cubs fell on the road in Denver to the Rockies 13-6. It was the Twins over the Reds in Cincinnati by the final of 7-5. Elsewhere, the Royals fell at the Chicago White Sox 7-1, and the Pittsburgh Pirates got by the Brewers 8-5 in extras. Jocelyn Daigle, a junior to be at Iowa Falls Alden High School, competed in the first two events on Monday at the AAU National Track and Field Meet. Daigle ran the 200-meter dash in a time of 26:14, placing her sixth overall in her heat. She did not qualify for the semifinals. Next up for Daigle yesterday was the 100-meter dash at the event in Humble, Texas. Jocelyn is the daughter of Brett and Stephanie Daigle of Iowa Falls. In the 100 meters, she was fifth in her heat at 12.85 seconds. 12.19 was the cutoff for the semifinals, so she did not make it to the next round. Other area athletes, Mason Allen and Michaela Beisel of Clarion Goldfield Dowse High School, have also qualified for the AAU National Track and Field events, as Mason Allen finished 24th in the javelin at a throw of 35.08 meters, 115 feet and 1 inch. And again, these AAU Nationals being held in the Houston area. We're quickly approaching fall sports season in our area, and KLMJ and KQCR Radio are just about ready to head out on the road and bring you live play-by-play coverage of our football and volleyball programs. The fall sports broadcast schedule for each station has been released, and they're both available at radioonthego.com. KLMJ will be keeping you up to date all season long with the HD Cal Bulldogs, Belmont Clemmy Broncos, Clarion Goldfield Dowse Cowboys and Cowgirls, the Iowa Falls Alden Cadets, North Butler Bearcats, Rockford Warriors, and the West Fork Warhawks. The first broadcast of the fall sports season on KLMJ will be on Thursday, August 26th, when West Fork visits HD Cal on the volleyball court. As for the first football game, KLMJ brings you coverage on Friday, the 27th of August, of the battle between HD Cal and West Fork on the gridiron in Sheffield. You can visit radioonthego.com under the sports tab at any time to take a look at what's in store this fall for our broadcast crews. Best of luck to all of our area athletes and programs this fall. Four Cyclones, Breece Hall, Brock Purdy, Mike Rose, and Charlie Kohler, were named to the Walter Camp Award watch list, which has been announced and given annually to college football's best player. A total of 35 players nationally made the list, and Iowa State is the only school to have four representatives. The Walter Camp Player of the Year Award is the nation's fourth oldest individual college football accolade. Hall, who became the first unanimous All-American in Iowa State history in 2020, finished sixth in the Heisman voting balloting last year and was one of three finalists for the Doak Walker Award in 2020. Purdy, who is going to be a senior, has set virtually every passing record in Iowa State history. In his first 3 years as a starter, he's a three-time All-Big 12 recipient, including earning first-team accolades last season. A senior from Brecksville, Ohio, Rose was the Big 12 Defensive Player of the Year and an All-Big 12 first-team recipient last season while leading the Cyclones to the win over Oregon in the Fiesta Bowl. And lastly, Charlie Kohler returns for his senior season as one of the best tight ends in the country. The two-time All-American and two-time first-team All-Big 12 choice was one of three finalists for the Mackey Award in 2020 and is on pace to shatter virtually all tight end marks in Cyclone history. The Norman, Oklahoma native owns ISU career records for tight ends in receptions, receiving yards, and touchdown grabs. His 17 career touchdown catches ranks fourth all-time in school history, and he will enter the season with a 24-game streak with a reception, which is the fourth-best streak in school history. The National Association of Collegiate Directors of Athletics, or NACDA, announced that Iowa State Athletics Director Jamie Pollard has been named the association's president for the upcoming membership year. Pollard succeeds University of Michigan Director of Athletics Ward Manuel, who served as president in 2020-2021. Pollard, who is in his 17th year as the leader of Cyclone Athletics, set a vision for success and provided the energy to execute a plan for major impacts on the Iowa State campus, in the Big 12, and nationally. Under Pollard's leadership, the department has invested significantly in facilities, energized the fan base, tripled its operating budget, eliminating its dependence upon state funding, recorded all-time program bests on the field and in the classroom and bettered attendance marks in its five major sports. National observers have noticed the resurgence in Ames, and Pollard was recognized as 2019 Athletics Director of the Year by NACTA. Prior to his arrival at Iowa State, Pollard served in various athletic administrative capacities in Wisconsin, Maryland, and St. Louis. Pollard is the second Iowa State Athletics Director to serve as the president of NACTA. Former AD Gene Smith was president during the 1994-1995 school year. Drake coach Darren DeVries got to see up close what it's like to coach your son while serving as an assistant at Creighton. Doug McDermott was a three-time All-American and the National Player of the Year in 2014 while playing for his father, Greg. Tucker DeVries joins the Bulldog program after leading Waukee High School to the Class 4A state title.
We've talked, before about it and things, and I think the biggest thing is just, obviously you don't deny that he's your son. I mean, it's, you recognize that and you don't shy away from that. And at the same time, you also, he's a player like everybody else.
DeVries, an Applington native, calls it a unique situation.
I think it's a fine line, I guess, of being dad and being coach. But, I know it's something that we're looking forward to. And this first month has been a blast.
DeVries says a key is treating Tucker like the other players.
We've always had a great relationship, and I think we both understand kind of the dynamic of being coach and dad at the same time. But at the end of the day, it's still basketball and playing and competing. I think, as long as we continue to approach it right, we'll have a lot of fun here.
Drake finished last season with a mark of 26-5. Former Iowa standout Luka Garza says he appreciates the chance the Detroit Pistons have given him. Garza was taken by the Pistons in the second round with the 51st pick in last week's NBA draft.
I'm just really, really thankful and grateful to the organization for taking the chance on me and giving me an opportunity. And that's all I needed ever in my life.
Garza was a two-time All-American and the consensus National Player of the Year this past year in college basketball. He closed his Iowa career as the Hawkeyes' all-time leading scorer. Look now at the scorecard for today. No local events, but in Major League Baseball, the Cubs visit the Rockies, the Reds host the Twins, the Brewers are home to the Pirates, the Braves are on the road at the St. Louis Cardinals, and the Chicago White Sox host Kansas City. With your Radio on the Go sports update, I'm Jeff Ramine.